Hello there, DOS Game Club. This is Adam, pseudo-C on the forums, calling to talk about this month's game, Blood. By all accounts, this should be my favorite game ever created. The fact that the second secret in the game is a reference to The Crow, a film I literally watched every single day in high school while doing homework, just cements that this should be the greatest thing I've ever played. I love how difficult the enemies are, the fact that every encounter is lethal, the sheer amount of insanity, the weapons that aren't just basic hit scan or projectile weapons. You have to learn arcs of dynamite throws and all of these wonderful things. I should absolutely love this game. And yet, I got through all 6 episodes of the first Blood. That'd be the first 4 commercial, and then Cryptic Passage and Postmortem, the 2 expansion packs that came along with the GOG version. And by the time I beat this game, the one thing I felt was absolute relief. I was done. I never have to play Blood again. So rarely do I ever feel this way about a game, even incredibly difficult games. I usually feel a sense of joy, of elation that I beat it, that I bested it. I felt that my experience with Blood was just save-scumming over and over and over again. I felt that no matter how powerful I got, I was one cheap corner away from being just decimated, destroyed. Nothing could happen. To put that into perspective, my favorite first-person shooter of all time has always been and will always be Doom. You can throw Doom 2 in there as well, as they're in essence the same game. When you play Doom, you start off pretty weak. You just have your pistol and your fists, but you quickly gain a shotgun and other weapons. So in the very, very beginning, it is a little difficult, and you do have to play a little cautious. But when you get through Doom and you get some better weapons, there's always just enough ammo, there's always just enough weaponry around that as long as you keep moving, as long as you stay mobile, as long as you're not making big mistakes, you will see the end of that game. You will make it through. So what I'm trying to say is that your balance of power is you're just slightly more powerful than everything on the map, but one mistake could end you. And it happens to me multiple times, no matter how many times I play that game. With Blood, you never have that power. With Blood, you are always grossly underpowered. No matter how much ammo you have, no matter how many weapons you have, no matter how sure you are of what weapon works best against which enemy, you are one cheap corner away from turning into 3 cultists with shotguns who take your 200 life and 100% ammo and turn it to nothing. You're one step away from one of those Cerberus dogs lighting you on fire and it taking over 150 health away from you because you happen to stand in the stream for a second too long. You're so close to those stupid hands that grab onto your neck and you have to smash the use button to try to get rid of them. I just didn't feel like Blood gave me the enjoyable experience I'm looking for a shooter. I understand why people call it a masterclass in shooters. I understand why people love this game. But for me, it's uninstalled, and as far as I'm concerned, it is never getting installed on my computer again. And with that, I say goodbye. I want to say thank you for picking this game. If you all hadn't chose to do this for the club, I don't think I would have ever gotten through it and experienced the entire game. I hope you all have a wonderful next month. I hope to be a little bit more involved in the future, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.